Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Gilbert, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's good to talk to you. We're missing the fact that you're not having this summer convention this year, and so we're going to do this interview. First thing, just most people, I don't know if they remember your background. I bet you're thinking, I'm glad I'm not in the restaurant business right now.
Yeah, literally, I've spent almost 20 years as CEO in restaurant and retail before coming into the flooring industry, and I tell you what, it's brutal over there right now.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I guess the first question I'd like to ask you is if you can just briefly take us through how this COVID-19 virus has affected your membership.
Yeah, I think like almost any large network of retail showrooms or stores, it varies by where you are.
Right.
We had everything from stores that had been closed for months to showrooms that never closed at all. And you, as you might expect, a consequent or subsequent experience depending on where you were in that continuum. So at the worst part of the curve, roughly 50% of our showrooms were closed in one way or another completely. And we're back to probably 97% open.
Yeah.
In one way or another. So, you know, the experience was brutal across the board. Yeah. Even when the showrooms were open, consumers were clearly uncertain and kind of keeping their powder dry, if you will, from a purchase standpoint. So everything from complete sort of shutdown to business as usual, I guess. It's been a very odd dynamic.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I've heard just from not CCA, but from just retail across the board, independent retail, that business was off there in that April-May period, maybe as badly as 40%, with carpet being down more than hard surface. So that was kind of the bottom of it. Is that kind of what y'all saw, roughly?
Yeah, very consistent with those numbers, even including the sort of carpet, disproportionate impact on carpet. I think that's a tougher DIY product. So there's obviously been some resiliency in DIY as consumers have been sort of managing their households. But yeah, very similar pattern.
And so now, though, as we look, business is much better than we might have thought it was going to be a month ago, right?
Yeah, it's been a very both reaffirming and humbling experience at the same time. When I say reaffirming, we got the team together at Carpet One and Flooring America to sort of look at our business and get ready for what we thought was going to happen in a very naive way, way back at the beginning of March. And we thought it was mostly going to be marketing changes and sort of how do we deal with a consumer who's going to be spending a lot more time at home. So we were a little bit prescient back then, and we adjusted our marketing and our tool chest to be much more oriented to consumers who were sort of trapped at home and wanting to make their homes nicer. So we felt like we got ahead of the curve, and it turned out to be pretty much what happened as consumers got stuck at home. I think they noticed and wanted to improve their surroundings, and many consumers are going to be at home for a lot longer than they might have originally thought. So that's manifesting itself now in some very significant either pent-up demand or surge in sales that's associated with consumers just wanting to improve their surroundings. I think we sort of recognized early on, too, that vacation travel would be significantly impacted. You don't wish that on anybody, but if it's going to happen, you want to be prepared to take advantage of it. So the consumers have had a large amount of, you know, what we would call open-to-buy resources available for big-ticket purchases that aren't going to go to vacations or maybe go to different kinds of vacations, maybe staycations are back.
Yeah.
And so we feel like we were a little bit ahead of the curve as a co-op in getting ready for and preparing for the trends that were about to happen. And I think our members are in a real good spot right now in terms of how they're positioned to handle consumers who are concerned about health and safety, all the way through to having programs that make that installation incredibly safe for the customer. So it really worked out well. And I think we were a little bit lucky, and I think we planned for it fairly well as well.
I think the big question that people are asking right now, because they're all amazed that business is where it is this because of pent-up demand, because we were shut for a while and now they're here? And yes, traffic is lighter, but everybody that's in the store is buying.
Yeah.
So the question is this pent-up demand, or is this just that shift that, like you said a second ago, people aren't spending money on vacations, they aren't traveling, they aren't going in restaurants, they've got more disposable income, and they're saying, yeah, you know, the house is now kind of a big deal for us now, and we're going to spend on it. That's kind of the question, isn't it?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. It's going to be hard to answer until we see how events unfold over the next series of months.
And right.
Anybody who's working in an office where there's, you know, open floor plans, it's going to be hard to get back into that office for months, maybe years. So that means the house is going to be the office. We're finding that productivity hasn't been impacted as employers, and I think that's universal, or largely universal. So that might mean that consumers will be at home longer, and there's no easier way to impact the way your home feels than a new floor and a coat of paint.
Yeah.
So we're optimistic, but let's say cautiously optimistic.
All right. So those retailers, these members of yours that are doing a good job, they've changed. They've reacted. And from what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, you've got to have a visual, something going on the website, you know, where people can kind of help themselves. You got to be able to potentially go see somebody at their home, and then you got to start making appointments so that people feel safe when they come to your store. Is that right?
Yeah. All of those major steps, coupled with a lot of enhancements to the virtual shopping experience, like, you know, kind of we're calling it touchless transactions, where you don't necessarily have to physically handle a credit card, for example. All of those kinds of tools and techniques that we've launched over the last 3 months, and the members have adopted and are using them to sort of make the bigger vision come true, which is virtual showrooms and consumers who can be taken care of at a high level with maybe only one physical connection, and that's the actual install.
Yeah, right. All right, so real quick, you've been doing a what you call CCA Lift 2020. It's kind of a virtual show. Tell us just a couple of highlights of that, if you would.
We did a couple of things, and we made the decision to move it up to June. We felt like it was important to bring the fire hose to the fire, and so rather than wait until August to share a bunch of good news and new tactics and programs, let's get it out to members sooner.
Yeah.
So that was one big thing, and we introduced a number of different initiatives this week to members that will make a difference in their business. We also integrated all of our residential or retail flooring businesses into one convention. So rather than having separate conventions for each of the divisions, we combined them with the idea that with some of the scale, we can accomplish even more working together. So that was a big step. We also brought in some outside speakers that worked brilliantly for the format. So we had, for example, Marcus Lemonis, also known as The Prophet, address our collective membership yesterday, and he was fabulous. We did an interview with Howard that worked brilliantly. It was a great visual experience. It was also very casual and intimate and very candid. Marcus is a terrific businessman who brings a lot of insight, but also is quite compelling as a speaker and very honest, brutally honest about business and personal things, which I think it worked perfectly in that sort of virtual setting.
All right. So as part of this CCA Lift, I'm sure you're getting a lot of feedback back and forth. I guess there's probably at this time of the cycle, probably not a good time to be rolling out new products, is it?
I think it's an interesting question, Kemp, because we didn't roll out a lot of new products, but we did do these things called product runways, where we gave, I'm going to call it airtime, to our partners on the supplier side who presented products, both new and existing, and also some specials. That it turned out to be a terrific program for both our members and our suppliers. So that was a big win. And then on top of that, we rolled out new programs, including one we're calling Neutralize and Neutralize Pro, which is an installation process that helps the customer feel safe about their residential or commercial spaces, because we've taken the time to apply an antimicrobial as well as a disinfectant that destroys COVID-19. So it's kind of a business-building initiative coupled with a marketing narrative that's directly addressing consumer concerns of the day. So that was a big rollout for us.
Let me ask you about that, because I know the healthier living thing you were doing was part of the install. So this is this Neutralize, is this you getting into the maintenance business, or is this just part of the install?
Well, it's part of the install on the residential side,
yeah,
and install and potentially maintenance on the commercial side.
All right, John, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you spending time with us, and tell us what's going on with your membership. Again, been talking to John Gilbert, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.